Baba today told children, you have to be very merciful and transform yourself. And in that, he told that being merciful and transforming the self means finishing all the things which give you sorrow and sorrow to others. Because previously, before Baba, we never knew what are the things which bring us sorrow or what are the things which give others sorrow. Our conception of happiness, concept of sorrow was quite different. But when we come to Baba, Baba gives us the realization that any act or any kind of thoughts, feelings, emotions which take you away from your original degree of purity. Any kind of thinking, act which takes you away from the relationship with the Supreme Soul is being merciless to you. It's called giving sorrow to yourself. Before knowledge, we could be feeling hearted just when someone does not give what we want. Yes? Simple thing for us. I am very loving, I am very merciful if I do the things which others want me to do. Simple belief. And if you do not that which others want you to do, you get the title, oh, you don't have mercy for me, you don't love me, you don't understand me. Or sometime it is considered being loveful and merciful only when you do what, you know, others think that is right for them. And if you do that, you give them because they think it is right for them, you are good. If not, you are not merciful. And Baba's Gyan took us into the depth of what is true love and what is being truly merciful, spiritually merciful. And why we add this word spiritually merciful or being having the mercy spiritually? Because Baba's word in Hindi is Ruhani Rahim. So when he says Ruhani Rahim, it definitely means there is some Jismani Rahim or, you know, corporeal mercy, physical mercy or mundane mercy or gross mercy or human mercy. And what Baba is teaching us is a little different than just a human mercy. Because when we see others in pain, we definitely feel doing something for them so that their pain is reduced, either by donating something or by, you know, helping in the way which we can or when they need that. And that is what is called an act of charity or merciful. But that is simply human mercy, and people in the world are doing that. And when Baba came, what Baba brought with him? Did any one of you get food from Baba? Baba brought food from Paramdham, or blanket from Paramdham, or dress from Paramdham? Yes or no? No, nothing. Nothing such items were brought by God when he came. Yes? He came with that mercy. And he spoke that which could make me understand and realize where I am wrong, what I should not be doing, which is giving me pain. So for each and every one of us, the very first thing is that to be able to understand the knowledge in the way that first I finish my own pain from my life And I am merciful for myself, first of all. And doing mercy for myself definitely means to remove the whole pain which has been accumulated due to any reason. The reason, most of the time, I thought is in others. Either it was government or relatives or people or society or my friends, whosoever, but not me. And Baba gave the realization that situation can come, but it's up to you to take that situation inside and hurt yourself. So you have no right to prick yourself all the time. So be merciful. Because original nature of the soul does not contain or does not have in itself the ingredient which is called dukkha, dard. Dukkha means sorrow and dard means pain. Sukha is opposite to dukkha, that is, which is not just simply happiness, but it is bliss, comfort and happiness all together, and so much more is what is sukha. And if you bring dukkha to yourself, it does not match your structure, your code of the soul. So what do you do then? It came from outside, but it does not belong to you. It can't be in you, but it isn't. It is with you now. So what you tend to do? You give it back. Not necessarily to the one whom you think has been the source of sorrow or pain for you, but anybody. Anybody. Sometimes you can't give pain to those who give you pain. So where that pain will go? You will be simply giving it to anybody who comes in your connection. So then what starts our title from God's child or from Brahma Kumari and Kumari becomes merchants. Merchants or, you know, businessmen of sorrow, dealers of sorrow, distributors of sorrow, contractors of creating pain. So this mercantile is a speciality of Iron Age, that when whatever we do, some or other way, it gives sorrow to other, or we put sorrow in ourselves. So therefore it's very important to understand Baba's Murli. Everyday Murli, listening Murli, is being merciful to the self. Listening Murli in the way as Baba has told us, or as Baba has created the system. You know, generally when someone is sick and is recommended that in order to get healthy again and have perfect well-being, do this or do that. Most of the time, do this or do that is connected with time. If you do exercise at this time, it will have this much effect. If you do exercise this time, it will have this effect. But if you have to remove the sickness completely, you have to adhere to the proper recipe or the medical recommendation given by the doctor. So similarly, the very clear understanding of what Baba is saying to me, To the world it is fine. But me, the soul, the eternal child of God, you know, has lost that original happiness, the original solace, peace, bliss. And he wants me to understand that it should not be like that. It is not right. You should again become healthy. So therefore he is giving this Murli. And also when Baba puts us in the Murli gathering, morning gathering, or wherever we are, and the souls who become instrument to share the knowledge with us, you know, it's not always easy to grasp when there is a lot of pain in the heart, to grasp what Baba is saying. You know, so the presence of the pure souls in the gathering, in the Brahman family, helps to reduce that stress. And in that atmosphere, I can grow easily. So for me, I always see that no matter whatever I can do or I should do, but the first act of mercy for personal life is to really listen Baba's knowledge in a very, you know, sincere way, which of course does not limit to punctuality or regularity only. And at the same time, you know, Baba not only wants us to remove our pain, but he wants to see that we shall be giving happiness. We should stop the business of giving sorrow, taking sorrow, and become distributors of what, just in the 20th February Murli, what task Baba gave? Become distributors of happiness. So the whole physical, you know, which is, you know, face of the body, or all the five senses which were busy in absorbing the sorrow, and the mindset. So being merciful means now cleaning my senses, erasing that unroyal habit of getting indulged in taking pain. We were very wise all the time. Whenever we were doing that, saying, Baba, Baba will, how can I not take something if I am being given? I am being given that. So how can I not take that? Isn't it? And we were thinking that it's fine. Then what Baba said, there is a story from the life of Buddha, maybe many of you have heard it, that he was very famous because of his peace, you know, and the power to forgive. And once a man came who was not able to understand why Buddha is so, and how come he does not do anything to them who are doing wrong things. He is just forgiving, forgiving, forgiving. So he came and expressed his discontentment for Buddha by, you know, accusing in a different way. And Buddha was calm, and his best follower Anand was sitting beside Buddha and was observing this whole game, and thought that maybe Buddha will be clarifying something to remove his misunderstanding. But Buddha didn't utter a word. And that man, you know, spoke 10 minutes, 15 minutes and went away. And Ananda couldn't stop himself asking from Buddha, why didn't you tell him that it's wrong? And Buddha kept silent, took toli. There was some offering lying beside him. He took that and gave to Ananda. And Ananda said, no, you can't just make me silent this time. You have to explain why you were silent, why you didn't tell him what is truth. Buddha again offered that to him. He again said, no, I need answer. And then Buddha said, this is the answer I am giving to you, and you are not taking. With whom this thing remains? If the one who is giving, other one is not accepting, it remains with him. So why should I feel bad if I didn't take anything? So Baba made us realize that this is your own unroyal habit. You have made your senses habitual of eating negative food, picking up the stones. So therefore, intellect was thinking in this way, but Baba offered new thought that it will come to you, it is there, but it will come to you if you eat it, that is, think about that. What is being spoken or what is being done to you? It is being done to you, it won't hurt you. It is being spoken to you, it won't hurt you. But if you think of that, you will hurt yourself. Thought is my own creation. So Baba gave me this title, you are the creator. You are the master of your own senses. So it's up to you. So from here, our life started transforming. And we really understood there is no one in the world who can give me even a little amount of pain without my involvement in that, without my permission. And then I could become merciful. No. Because that my original sukh, which is not just happiness, it's my sukh, cannot spread because it is coated with, it's pain coated, dukh coated sukh. So it has to be, you know, erased, dissolved. And when that is removed, and no more accumulated, no fresh pain accumulated. So wherever you are, your presence, your look, your thoughts, your act will definitely reflect that. Because what kind of the soul is in the body, the senses reflect that. So I do not have to think of giving happiness then, or being merciful. This is another difference between the spiritual mercy and the just, you know, bodily mercy or human mercy. Human mercy always is the concept when you definitely do something, and spiritual mercy is being merciful. Being what you are. That is what is the mercy. As you know, always Baba has, you know, many times we hear from Baba that, children, you are master son of knowledge. So son is stable. It's we see the sun giving us the rays. You know? Sun does not know that I am giving something. You know? Sun is just sun. But we feel so good when we are under the sun and there is cold. We feel so thankful and we have so many good poems and poetry and songs on sun. Oh, nice sun. And even more than sun, we have good poetry for moon. Moon and sun, they do not even know what they are doing, or some they are doing something. But we are the beneficiaries. And how we got benefit? Because they are just stabilized in their religion. The nature of the five elements or the religion of the five elements, we know. The fire has the religion of burning and the water has the religion of coolness. And when they are in their own religion, we feel benefit. So most of the time, we will find that our good stage, which we create by being merciful to ourselves, just and being in that stage becomes the source or the means for happiness for others. Which in Hindi is very famous, and in Baba's Murli also it comes that Chadti Kala Tere Bahane Sarva ka bhala, that is, in your stage of ascension is the benefit for all, you know, not for many. So this is godly version, because human beings cannot think of something which can become the source of ascension for all. It is beyond human intellect. Human beings can create the things which can give benefit to some or to many, but they cannot create anything which gives benefit to all equally. Only God's intellect, only God as creator can create something which gives benefit to all. So this is the difference. So therefore, his teaching of being spiritually merciful is in this fact that more and more I should remain in my original and eternal religion. And being in that religion, continue to come into contact and fulfill my responsibilities, extend my duties. And there also, I have to remain Ruhani merciful. Because every time now and then, we face the situation when we have to choose how I shall be acting. You know, the way the person is demanding from me or the way Baba wants me to act. Sometime you will hear in maryadas that, you know, spiritual maryadas, discipline, that you should not be sharing more, you know, amongst yourself the things of your personal life with other Brahmins, because otherwise it's like, you know, patients talking about each other's sickness and what is going to be the result of that. You know, if four patients are in a room and one patient, one is heart patient, another is kidney patient, third is lung patient, and fourth has something else. So when he came in that room, he had only heart problem. And he knew all the things connected to heart. And after 15 days, he feels little bit pain in kidney, little bit problem with breathing, because he was constantly hearing these things from the colleagues, from other patients. But our argument to Baba most of the time was, but Baba, you know, by sharing with me, this person, you know, became light. By talking to me, this person's burden was taken away. So if I will not listen to what that person speaks, then how he will, you know, become light, etc. But still Baba teaches us the maryada. Be careful. So in human mercy, this element of over-helping, you know, one is help and one is over-help, becomes like a curse. It's like over-watering a small seedling. When you want to grow a fruit from a seedling or plant beautiful flowers from the seed, you have to water as per system, as per, you know, there is a set, observed and understood well way of caring. Every day, early in the morning, sometime in the evening, gradually, little, and then the flower starts coming. But if you think, well, I'm very busy all the time, whole of the week, today I have enough time, and you go and water that small plant 5 times in a day. It's curse or it's watering? It's over-helping, over-watering. So Baba is the father. Baba is father of all. And when Baba comes, 25,000, 26,000, 20,000, 15,000, and many more are going to come. So he comes for 2 hours, 3 hours. He knows that each and every child has this much or has this much to talk to me. Everyone wants to talk something to Baba. So much is there. He knows that. But the father comes for 3 hours and goes, does not worry. And he goes taking away that all rubbish. So, quantitative mercy, human mercy, most of the time, you know, is quantitative. That is, when we sit with someone 2-3 hours listening the problem, well, this will, you know, lighten the burden. Not necessarily, not all the time, and maybe not never. It will recur, it will come again, the pain will come again, because that's not the solution. So what I had been observing, and it's not just personal observation, I know that for all students, godly students, that must be the same thing, that Baba never gives temporary solutions. And that is what is his mercy. That is what is his mercy. You know, some must be thinking, oh Baba, I am sick, I have lot of pain, Baba, I am dying, or whatever. But you know that your sickness does not go instantly as soon as you connect to Baba. Baba could do some sort of, you know, sim, and make you well and healthy. But God, this is what is the speciality of God. He never gives temporary things. He is eternal and He loves everything eternal. He gives eternal, does something eternal. So His mercy is eternal, long-lasting. So Ruhani Raham, spiritual Raham, we learn from God when He comes and does this act of becoming gardener, master of the garden. Every seed, each and every soul is like a seed. He picks up all these souls from different parts of the world and creates a beautiful garden. And He knows the speciality and worth of each and every of His child, no matter that is not being reflected to its potential today. But Baba knows that. And He knows in advance that this seed is to be going to be sprouted as this kind of flower. So this faith and this vision for the self and others and the patience, not over hurrying in making someone karmatit, not over hurrying in making someone, you know, Brahman or inheritor soul in that way. You know, so over watering, over hurrying, and my own, you know, desire to help someone may not be functional, because every soul's role and past is not known to me. You know, in this also there is a story connected with a school when a professor wanted to show the students, biology students, how the butterfly emerges from a cocoon. A very common story we hear from time to time. And so he brought that cocoon in that stage that within 5 minutes butterfly would come and fly from that. That is, it was no more caterpillar, but insect is changed and butterfly is coming, bringing the wings out of the cocoon. And he put that on the table. There were 4 minutes. So he just said, the students, just watch peacefully and I am coming within 3 minutes. And what happened? He came after 3 minutes and saw the butterfly was out but dead. Cocoon was broken. So he asked, what happened? It's not yet 5 minutes. 1 more minute was left. And how could butterfly come? Then one child, you know, he said, it's me, because I felt very bad when I saw the butterfly was struggling. I couldn't see that pain. The butterfly was struggling, so I broke the cocoon and made the butterfly free. So the butterfly was free, or butterfly was dead. Free or dead? It was dead. Why? Because exact time for coming means the butterfly has to struggle completely, and that struggle gives strength to the wings. So sometimes the hardships which every soul faces is their portion and is their right to cross them and to be powerful. and come up with flying colors, beautiful butterflies, and we enter and finish. So therefore, Baba has to give us signal that through your transformation, become an example, and that's the best act of mercy. So this is a gesture to stop, because now meditation will stop, otherwise generally class we have till 7 o'clock, but many Baba's children are coming, especially for meditation. Om Shanti.